Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been almost 3 weeks since Boston Marathon bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev died in a shootout in Watertown, and still, there's no place willing to accept his body for burial. But a solution could be nearing. For the past 5 days, Tsarnaev's remains have been at a funeral home in Worcester, where, as WBUR's Bruce Kellerman reports, the neighborhood has been transformed by the body's arrival.
Graham Putman and Mahoney Funeral Parlors is located on Main Street in Worcester. It's a worn Victorian mansion with a faded mansard roof surrounded by a black wrought iron fence. Next door is a used car dealer. Across the street, a vacant lot, where protesters have gathered since last Friday. They've placed plastic American flags and signs that say Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body should burn in hell, not be buried in the U.S.
He's not here. He does not belong here. He belongs somewhere else. He belongs in Russia.
Pamela Williams is a Worcester resident.
He's a terrorist. He did something malicious. Why didn't his uncle make arrangements to take his body back to Russia?
Tsarnaev's uncle, Ruslan Tsarny, has been in Worcester since the body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev was brought here. Tsarny wanted to bury his nephew in Cambridge, where Tsarnaev lived, but the city manager said no, and yesterday so did Boston Mayor Tom Menino, joining the many cities and cemeteries that have rejected the idea of the bombing suspect being interred on their land. Tsarnaev's mother wanted to bury her son in Russia, but Russia isn't allowing it. In Worcester, half a dozen police officers halt traffic. That allows the scrum of reporters who have camped out in front of the funeral home since last week to cross the street to interview counter-demonstrators.
I believe that everybody in the United States and everywhere in the world has the right to be buried.
Vicky Langhor is from Watertown and a professor of political science at the College of Holy Cross in Worcester.
We bury pedophiles and mass murderers and sex criminals and all kinds of school shooters every day, and nobody raises questions about that. And this man also has a right to be buried as his family wishes him to. It doesn't bring any victims back to deny this man burial. And I'm very, very proud and admiring of these folks in the funeral home who've had the guts to stand up. And I just wanted to be showing them that they're not alone.
Peter Steffen, the owner of the Worcester Funeral Home, is the man in the middle. He wants to do his job, but can't find a place willing to accept Tsarnaev's body, which has been washed and wrapped in the Muslim tradition. Yesterday, Worcester's police chief, Tsarnaev's uncle, and the undertaker met to negotiate an end to the impasse. Sergeant Kerry Hazelhurst is spokesperson for the police department.
I think all parties involved want a solution found soon with regard to getting the deceased out of here. So they're calling local areas and overseas and throughout the region. They're pretty confident that there will be a solution, and the solution will be within a couple of days.
Perhaps as difficult as finding a place for Tsarnaev's burial will be determining who pays for the round-the-clock police detail that has maintained public safety, crowd control, and dealt with the media in Worcester. So far, it's cost the city almost $40,000. Worcester's police chief, Tsarnaev's uncle, and the funeral homeowner are discussing that. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.